ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट द सोल इज डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम द स्पिरिट विच इज द कॉज ऑफ मैनी ऑफ अवर प्रॉब्लम्स। कुड यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन दिस ए लिटिल मोर? Also, is the spirit the same as the soul? It's just we are disconnected. There is a natural curiosity to know these things for a long time in the minds of seekers. Though these are all theoretical questions, truth is that in spirituality, theory does not help much. For the real transformation, for evolution, for experience of the truth, theory do not have much value. Though there is so much theory, so many books are there, many books are being written every day. And these things are many times explained variously also. For you to understand, I would like to say something like this. There is God only. Nothing except God. Only God exists. Existence and God are the same. And though we try to speak about God, God cannot be described, cannot be spoken about. Though whatever is spoken may also be said as nothing but God, when God is everything. For a seeker to advance on this path, at different times, different teachers who had experience tried to help them in the revolution in different ways. So it can be said that God alone is there, or His Spirit is there, only Spirit. And the part of the Spirit which is said to be embodied, that is, due to ignorance of the individual, the identification with the body and the world, and when it is there, then it is called soul. This is ignorance in a way. And as it is given, there is no transmigration of a spirit. There is transmigration of soul. Though, in one way, there is spirit only. A spirit does not transmigrate, because which is the place where a spirit is not. A spirit is already there, everywhere. In yoga, there are three bodies: the physical, the astral, and the causal. The event that is known as death in the world, what happens at that time? The physical body gets disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
And the five elements which make the physical body merge into five elements in the universe. The body is composed of, the physical body is composed of the five elements, primary elements, earth, water, fire, air, and space. These are the five elements. The infinite universe is composed of these five, and the human body is also composed of these five. Anything that is material throughout the universe is composed of these five elements. Now, when death happens, whatever is known as death, this breath stops, and the subtle body and the causal body together, they get detached from the physical body. And then a new journey starts of that soul. Here soul means the subtle body and the causal body. And this body, the physical one, which is composed of five elements, gets disintegrated, and earth goes to earth, water to water, fire to fire, like that. The space is there. Disintegration. Actually, even when we say somebody is living, all the five elements which are there in any person's body, even then, they are part of the infinite earth, water, fire, space, etc. Even then, at that time. But the ignorance of the individual creates a separation from the totality. The ignorance. Infinity, totality and individuality, they exist side by side. But anyway, then what is known as soul, consisting of the astral and the causal body, it starts on a new journey to find a new womb, to take new birth for the fulfillment of unfulfilled desires. Some desires are fulfilled in a particular life cycle, but others are not. For the fulfillment of the other desires, it starts on the journey. Something can be said about the astral body. You can understand the bundle of desires, can say in mind to some extent. The subtle form of senses also. Senses have two, the gross form of senses and the subtle also. This ear is not the sound sense itself. Sound is like vibration. Ear is here, physical, there is subtle sense also, seeing, hearing, tasting, all that. Nothing should be said, it's not good to say anything about the causal body, because it will not be possible for you to understand what is causal body before enlightenment. Even to understand what is astral body is not easy. somehow a concept will be made in the mind. And all concepts create problem. Finally, there is only truth, God, a spirit. And the illusion is there that I am not the spirit, not God. I am the body. I am the senses. I am the intellect, mind. This illusion of separateness from God, from totality, from spirit, has to go away. This is all. And this is an illusion. There is no real separation. There is only illusion. Ignorance. Whatever explanation may be given by anybody in the whole world will be insufficient, will remain insufficient. But if the seeker in actual life goes on progressing, evolving, by adopting the directions given by the Master, by having them in life, then more and more will become clear according to the stage of the seeker. Something like that. All wisdom lies inside. All wisdom lies in spirit. There is an unfoldment of it. So, questions are asked as they can be in verse. Reply is also given in verse. There is not much use of that. Though there is no other way out, what to do? Indications are there. Some pointers. Like this, like this, like this. And in certain paths, such information is of some use also in the beginning. For example, in the path of analysis, Gyan Marg, there is some use. One wants to analyze the whole affair, the very constitution of the universe and also of the physical existence. Then a little help seems to be there by analyzing, by understanding these things. But in another path of devotion, no use of all these things. In there, I don't know who you are, but you are there. And I belong to you. And you can solve every problem. So solve it. I am at your feet. Finish. I don't know even myself. How can I know you? You are infinite. I don't know even myself. I am your child. Please be kind to your child. And he is always kind. He will open all the notes someday. Through love, it happens like this. Eknath Ishwaran has given a good name to the probably the last volume of his commentary on Gita. He is known by love or something like that. Knowing by through love. God or his spirit can never be known, can never be. Has never been, can never be known. How the infinite can be known by the finite mind? Limited mind? How it is possible?